listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams from the Right Side Studios here, local, state, national. Man, we got all the issues. And like the dude just said, yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, providing some commentary to the section I just did, I'm bringing on a buddy of mine who's been doing this a lot longer than I have. Dale Jackson is the program director and morning show guy at Cumulus Broadcasting's WVNN. That's 92.5 FM, 770 AM, one of the channels that we're on out of Huntsville. Dale Jackson, are you with us?
I am here.
You are, my brother. Well, hey, listen, dude, I'm doing this segment during my triple dipper today. I called it, "Hey, Governor Ivey, who's in charge?" And I've got things like, I don't know if you saw it, but the Department of Labor is now asking for people to pay back their unemployment, and the governor's response is, "I wasn't consulted on that." And they say they'll consider her request to make changes. And I'm thinking, who is in charge? Well, then there's the whole thing about Department of Public Health asking for the normalization of masking, and she just says, "Well, that's not even in my vocabulary." But we're not really seeing any, like, exerting of leadership here. Your thoughts?
Yeah, she should be speaking out and speaking directly to these people. There's always been this question about whether or not Dr. Scott Harris is running the show on the masking and the COVID stuff, or is Kay Ivey. And I think it's pretty clear that it is, in fact, Scott Harris, not Kay Ivey. And the question is, what's she going to do about this? Is she going to rein him in, or is she just think that saying, "I don't like this," is going to be enough?
Yeah, and I mean, and you spent time in the military too. I mean, I'm not looking for a drill sergeant here, but I am looking for somebody to actually have the reins in their hand and say, "Not on my watch." But we're just not hearing that kind of thing out of her office.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think that, excuse me, I think that's exactly right. But she seems to be having some problems even making a statement at all. It's all going through her press secretary, not her directly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I've seen her do. I mean, she didn't even do much in the way of campaign stops. We literally, during the last campaign, she had the luxury of never doing a debate, not getting on stage with her competition, and just kind of riding it out. Well, we're kind of watching her continue to ride out, even just serving in office. And by the way, I like Kay Ivey. I know her personally. I've enjoyed her company, but nonetheless, it's like she's just kind of gotten tired on the job.
Yeah, I'm not looking for a friend.
Yeah, I want a governor.
Yeah, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for a friend here. Look, she has to lead. That's what she has to do. And I think she's just hoping that her saying this will be enough. I think she might need to pick a fight here.
Well, I think she should pick a fight. But when's the last time you saw her pick a fight? I mean, can you picture one? No. What do you think?
And the question will be, is he going to listen to her at the end of the day on this, or is he going to try to put some sort of order in play? That remains to be seen. Look, the legislature had the ability and the intention, it seemed, to kind of change the way things were being done with the state health officer, how he was appointed, who's in charge, that other kind of stuff. They never really followed through on that, did they?
No, they didn't want to, and I couldn't figure out why. I mean, why would we not want to see the Senate confirm someone to be the right person? I mean, look down in Florida. The governor actually picks, what's his name, Lapido? The governor picks somebody to be his health officer who also aligns with his administration, and then they get confirmed by the state Senate. Why would we not do that here? Why do we have other medical professionals picking the one for us who then makes policy without being elected or accountable? It makes no sense.
I think that's it. I think they don't want anyone to be him to be accountable anymore. They want him to operate outside of the political realm, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly where it is. Well, that era is over, okay? Now science is political now. Gender is a spectrum, okay? We need to have those conversations. And if that's how we're going to play, you can't have one side saying, "Well, this isn't political, so we need to leave it out of the political realm," and the other side going, "Well, gender is a spectrum. A boy can be a girl. Masks don't work, but you should wear them anyway." Well, the other side has to say, "Okay, now we want to play."
Well, yeah, and here's the other one, though. I don't know if you saw this or not. Did you see the thing about the Department of Labor? AL.com broke a story a few days ago, and I hate to give AL.com too much credit, but they deserve it on this one.
Hey, they stumble into stuff occasionally.
Yeah, they walk into it, blind squirrel, big nut. But nonetheless, They got a story out the last few days. Says the Department of Labor is deciding now that it paid people too much unemployment, and it's sending people bills for like $15,000 and $20,000, telling them to repay the unemployment compensation they received during the pandemic. And people are freaking out. Yeah, and the governor's the governor now, Secretary Fitzgerald Washington, he does answer to the governor, and yet his department has said they will consider her request for some changes. That's the response. That doesn't sound like somebody scared of the boss. You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand why she doesn't want to be in a situation where she's going to be more of a leader. I just don't get that. These are winning issues for her if she wants to go that path and talk about, I'm not going to make these people repay that stuff. By the way, who's getting 25 grand more in unemployment?
I know. But you know what? I remember, now KIVA used to be a firebrand. I remember back in 2010, watching her on the campaign stump, and she was a hoot, man. And after we all got elected in 2010 and soon thereafter, I saw her get in one of Governor Bentley's staffers' face and let them know that they better start including her in some conversations. And she was having none of it. And I just don't know if that same Kay Ivey is there right now.
Yeah, I don't know if that's who she's going to be or who she was ever intending to be. Don't think that's who she is now.
Well, nonetheless, we do need some, you know, something besides lethargy in the office. So the other one that's got me, you know, kind of fired up, and you've heard me talk about it before, I think, is this whole just deal with the Alabama National Guard. We're looking at losing upwards of 18% of our National Guard because of Biden's vaccine mandates, and like 60,000 guardsmen nationwide. A story on Fox News today talked about the fact that it is apparent they're going to let it go through. We've got the governor of Oklahoma saying, ain't going to happen. I'm gonna pay him out of state funds if I have to. Texas saying something like that. Florida saying something like that. Governor of Virginia wrote a letter to the SecDef wanting to know what in God's name he was going to do about this. I haven't heard anything out of KIVA, have you?
No. I haven't even heard about that. I guess it's up to her to push them out? Or is it up to the National Guard command nationally? I don't know the answer to that because no one's made a move. It's over. No one's making a move.
Well, yeah, they did make a move from the federal side. They said, all you guardsmen, guess what? No more pay and benefits. So if you report for duty, you won't get paid. Your retirement benefits are cut off.
Is that actually happening, though?
It's happening right now.
Okay, that's, all right. I didn't know that because that's a pretty big story, and I have not heard a single guardsman come out and say, I didn't get paid, or I was told not to go to drill or any of that stuff. I don't think has happened. But if it has, I mean, we need to learn more about that. That should be a much bigger story. And I've been saying this all along. If I was a guardsman and didn't want to get the shot, I wouldn't, because I'm telling you exactly what's going to happen. Whether it's 5 years from now or 10 years from now, someone's going to get into office and they're going to turn around and go, pay them.
Yep.
And they're going to pay them for all the time that they got robbed.
I'm hoping it happens like next February, right after the inauguration of the new Senate and House Republican majorities. that's where I hope it happens.
Yeah, Biden won't sign that.
Well, you know, maybe, but there's ways around, and so I'm looking forward to seeing how the National Defense Authorization Act gets passed at all with things he wants if they can't get those things reinstated.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a real question here, because you have guys like Barry Moore who's saying, I'm not going to vote for it, and making that clear. And I think those things become a much bigger issue when there's a Republican majority.
Well, nonetheless, what I'm looking for right now is I just need to know that there's a boss in the a boss who's willing to be bossy in the state capitol, and I just don't feel that way right now.
I mean, just ask yourself this. Yeah. Honest to God, ask yourself this question. If Will Ainsworth was governor right now, would he be out on the steps of the Capitol making a speech about this?
Probably.
Yep. That's exactly right.
He'd probably be calling down to Florida saying, hey, DeSantis, you want to do a speech with me? I mean, he's probably what he'd be doing.
I mean, I asked him today, and I'm going to talk to him tomorrow on my radio show. I said, you know, what do you think is going to happen here? And he said, there's not going to be any mask mandates or anything like that. And, you know, I still think she needs to be a little more forceful about that. And why in the world would the Department of Public Health put that stuff out? Normalized masking? I mean, why are we talking like this? What human beings talk like this? This is academic nonsense. You know, yeah. Oh, we need to normalize the fact that women have periods, and we need to normalize the fact that 2-year-olds might be trans. No, human beings don't act that way. We talk like normal people and say, hey, put the mask on or don't. We need to normalize masking.
It had to have been some summer intern who got hold of the Twitter account, I hope. I hope that's what happened.
Well, they made a whole video. I mean, they did a whole thing.
Oh, that's true, they did. You're right.
I mean, I'm not suggesting Scott Harris is out there chopping up video and stuff. And he's not doing it.
I'll say he is. I heard it from Dale Jackson. Rumors started on Right Side Radio.
He cut it up himself.
He did. He filmed it on his iPhone. That's what happened.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. But, these guys, again, they have to be held accountable for this. And the legislature, how many times do we have to see this before we realize this is an issue? And where are the other doctors who are saying, no, we're not masking? Normally, I mean, look, what's coming up? My son starts, pre-K here a week from now, a week from tomorrow, I guess it is. Are they going to start saying we need to mask up in schools? I mean, is that coming next?
Well, if I know a little bit about the Jackson family, I'm pretty sure your son will say no.
We did try, honestly, early on in the pandemic. He was like two when this was going, a little older than two, and we were like, hey, why don't you we just wanted to see if he'd wear it when we went into the store. He put it on for 2 seconds and then immediately took it off. And that's the only attempt we ever had to make him wear a mask.
You can't make two-year-olds wear shoes, man, much less wear.
He's in an underpants thing right now. That's where he's at. He just wants to walk around in his underpants with a shirt on, no shorts. I'm jealous, but I don't think it's a good idea. It's not a good look.
Well, so what I just heard from you is that you do your radio show daily with no pants. That's what I heard.
Hey, sometimes. You have no idea. That's the beauty of working from home. I mean, you don't got to worry about that kind of stuff. I think I sound better that way.
Oh, okay. I'm not even going down this road. In fact, I'm going to call this segment over right now. Hey, Dale Jackson, we appreciate you, man. You have a great day.
Sir.
All right, bud. That's Dale Jackson from WVNN up in Huntsville, 92.5 FM, 770 AM, Cumulus Broadcasting, and one of the stations that Right Side Radio is in. That's where we launched, by the way. It's been a year. But all right, Boomer, take us to the break, bro. We will do that right now, and we will come right back and wrap this sucker up. And then, hey, at the bottom of the hour, you want to hear some banter. Stay tuned in. You thought Dale Jackson had banter? We got Boomer and the Birdman at 3:30. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. You got it, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, hey, by the way, one more piece on this. Hey, Governor, who's in charge? I got a piece that I wrote for 1819 News. It came out last November. The title of it was, Hey, Alabama Legislature, Why Would You Not? And I was talking to the legislature at the time, but I was also referring quite a bit to Governor Ivey. So one more piece of this, sort of I'm in charge, but I'm not doing anything heavy, hard in charge, was last fall. We were in the thick of the COVID vaccine mandate season, right? We were in the thick of people losing their jobs, of different venues deciding who was allowed to be present and who wasn't, of universities making up the rules as they went along, of hospitals turning out nurses and doctors, and the madness that ensued with all the vaccine mandates. At that particular time, there were states left and right that were passing laws at the state level because, by the way, the state is the firewall under the 10th Amendment against an overbearing federal government. The state is the firewall. That's why you see your attorney generals filing suit on behalf of their citizens. That's why you see state legislatures passing bills. It's not always what they do to grow state government or to grow economic development or to pass laws that just relate to issues in the state of Alabama. No, sometimes those state governments are designed by virtue of the Constitution. They are designed to have the ability to self-govern. They have a duty, if you will, a sovereign duty under the laws of the nation and their various states, their own state constitution, in this case, Alabama's constitution, to defend the interests of their citizens. All right, that being said, there's my opining for a moment. That being said, we had an issue last fall with the vaccine mandates just going bananas. And the governor, she had the opportunity at any given moment, because the authority is vested in her as the governor of the state of Alabama, to call the legislature into special session if there is something that needs to happen. And when that happens, they literally issue what's known as the governor's call, we call it. It's the proclamation issued by the governor that calls the legislature into session and lists for them the things that they will do. She did not want to call them in to deal with COVID vaccine mandates. She did not. In fact, I wrote in the piece that I did in November of last year that it was rumor at the time, but the rumor was from those who worked with her and people telling me that she basically wanted to wait and see. Wait and see. How's this going to go? Wait and see. Let's see what the attorney general could do. Let's wait and see. I don't want to. You're the governor. Do what you want to do. The attorney general is technically within the executive branch of government, runs separately on the ticket, doesn't necessarily have to answer per se to the governor, but they should be able to work hand in glove. But at the same time, the governor doesn't have to wait for the AG. The governor could say, here's what I want to see have happen on behalf of the people that I represent, which, oh, by the way, is 5.1 million people. And she wouldn't do it. So what happened? She had to call the legislature in anyway to do something completely separate, something related to redistricting. They had to draw the lines for redistricting. And so she issued an executive order right before that, an executive order that did nothing. An executive order says, we don't want vaccine mandates. I'm just kind of paraphrasing, obviously, but it was a do-nothing, feel-good, I issued a statement. It's kind of like, you know, I went to the game and I yelled, rah, rah. Or you could be the one who went to the game and you played. All right. The governor issued the call to special session, though, and the legislature, good on them. The legislature came in and took the reins themselves, because once they're in session, if they have a two-thirds majority agree to do things outside the call, they can do it, and they did. And so legislation was passed by our legislature to deal with COVID vaccine mandates, and the governor then had no choice but to sign it. She didn't want it. She didn't issue it in her call. She refused to call them in for that purpose. And thank goodness we had a legislature that was willing to take up the needs of their constituencies at the time. That was a classic example of, hey, Governor Ivey, it's low-hanging fruit, man. We're going to love you if you say it. We're going to love you if you go for it. We're going to love you if you go, you know, poke the federal government in the eye. And she wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. All right, listen, I'm going to tell you, there's this probably any more number of things that I could say about this issue, but it's just as well that we are down to a break, because this isn't a gripe session, all right? This is not. But I'm just going to tell you, we need an executive. And right now, if things go the way we expect, she's there for 4 more years, supposedly. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. And coming up next, you're going to want to stay tuned. It's Boomer and the Birdman coming on the air. We'll be right back.